looking at tonight is, how can we really love one another? How do we demonstrate love to people and, you know, practically love one another? How do we do these things? And, you know, I want to say this, I've seen you practically demonstrate love to my wife and I. And I want to say openly that I appreciate you and thank you very much. You are so thoughtful. You are so caring. Please keep that love in your heart flowing. I pray that channel of love that God has poured into your heart, nothing will block it, and it will be keep flowing, and you'll keep showing that love. So welcome, Dr. Jojo.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, I'm going to embarrass you with the first question. Throughout this month, I've been asking everybody coming online, are you in love?
Oh, yes, I am. I'm in love with one very special man.
Really?
Yes.
Can you reveal live on camera who that special man is? For adventure, some people are wondering. Yes.
Oh, the media team has just helped me. Yes, his name is Jesus.
His name is Jesus. I'm in love. She's in love with Jesus. Wow. You know, just to kick off again tonight, let me just remind everybody, we're discussing let us love one another. And you can contribute to the Slido, hashtag love Slido. Or you can participate on the live feed on, you know, the Facebook Live as you've joined us tonight. And please, if you're on the Love Slido, can you just go there right now and comment? We want you to start, you know, sharing practical ways. How do you think we can love one another? Now, at the start of this month, Dr. Jojo,
Yes, sir. You
shared something with us on there is no fear in love. And I can see your fearless smile when you were just telling us you're in love with Jesus. So do you want to run us through, again, just as a reminder, you know, some of the things you shared, I'm telling you, laid a very solid foundation for some deeper study I had to go personally to go and dig into the Word of God. Mm. That, wait, you said something like, you know, love is not manipulative. Mm. You know, if we have to start manipulating people to love them or trying to love people in a manipulative way, that's no longer love. Mm. You shared something about even God, who is love. He doesn't manipulate us. You know, God wants us to come just as we are. He loves us. And I remember one of the things that really, 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 really struck me was that, you know, God doesn't take away our own free will. So God allows us to love him, not by force. It's by choice.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. So you want to say something? And please, if you had commenting, please go on Love Slido, on the Slido though, and please, if you're there, just say, I am here and I'm ready to love. And then we know you're there. And then also please get on the Facebook live feed and give us your comments. Yes, Dr. Jojo, the floor is yours. There is no fear in love.
Yes, thank you, sir. So I'll just do a very quick recap. Am I loud enough?
I think you should give us a little bit of volume, increase your volume. I'm getting that from the studio, from the media people. Our media team says improve. Yeah.
Okay,
increase your love volume.
I've increased it a bit. I'll try to speak louder.
Yeah.
So at the beginning of the month, I spoke about there is no fear in love and talking about how, you know, the love God wants us to show to him, or the love relationship God wants us to have with him, that's more or less like our vertical relationship and our horizontal relationship needs mm-hmm. pure love that is not manipulated by love. I mean, by fear, sorry. And I also shared about how fear brings torment. You know, the Bible tells us that fear brings torment, but perfect love casts out fear. So God wants us to relate in a love that is not fearful. And that can be exemplified in how we relate with him. And in our relationship with Jesus, that means being honest, being naked and unashamed, not trying to cover up who we really are, just being open before him. Because, you know, the Bible even says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So how much more when the blood of Jesus has sanctified and purified us? So having that honest relationship with Jesus, even if it means, oh Lord, I'm struggling with this thing, help me, I don't know what to do, and that way the love becomes pure. I also shared about how in the Old Testament, you know, the prophets, they had to, you know, the Bible talks about Moses having to put a veil over his face mm-hmm. whenever he went in the presence of God. The glory of God was there, but he still had to put a veil over his face. But in the New Testament, we see that that veil has been taken away. And, you know, the Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And the Bible encourages us in Corinthians that we should behold him. And as we behold him with open faces, we're being changed. So I linked that to love and spoke about it. Only when we're able to come naked to God, you know, as we are, that's where change happens. Mm. So in terms of, and then there's no fear, and how Jesus does not manipulate, even though hell is real. And he loves us so much, but he will never manipulate anyone into, you know, becoming a child of God. I also linked that with our relationship with one another, you know, spoke about relationship amongst ourselves as believers, in families, among spouses, being yourself, you know, not trying to put up a front that you're not, just being yourself and, you know, walking through life, learning, not making yourself in such a way that people have to walk on eggshells around you.
I remember that, not walking on eggshells.
Yes, not working on eggshells around you, because when that happens, then it becomes manipulative, and anything that involves manipulation is not of God. Because, you're taking away someone's free will, and anything that takes away free will, it's, you know, it's leaning towards witchcraft, and it's just not of God. So we spoke about that, and yeah, I too was blessed.
Yes, you know, the Bible says that anyone who waters will be watered also, because the water itself first passes through you as a channel. You know, I remember after that communion service, which you shared with us about there's no fear in love. You know, after the service, even though it was like a joke, we had to start asking ourselves in our home here, asking my wife and I and the boys, that, you know, are we walking around on eggshells around one another? Are we not? Is anyone here who feels that we're not being real with one another at home? Are we really walking this walk and not just, you know, talking? Now, the scripture tonight, which informs the topic again, please, if the media team can display, let us love one another. The scripture is from 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. 1 John chapter 4, and I read from verse 7, and then I read verse 8. It says, beloved, let us love one another. I want us to pause and just look at that statement. Let us love one another. Because what that means, Dr. Jojo, is that we can actually not allow ourselves to love one another. You know, anytime I see that word let, I remember, a house to let. You know, you're traveling, I mean, you're going out and you see houses to let. What that says is that the owner of the house, the owner of that property, is saying, I've got this property, And I'm going to let people in. I'm going to release it, or I might not release it. So the power is on the owner, the owners. Okay, I think, we've lost
signal.
Seems like we've lost the signal on Facebook. Please, people, can you still hear us? Are we back?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think temporarily we lost the signal there. Sorry, apologies for the glitch. All right, we are back. Okay, thank you. So I was lightning that word in that 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Let us love one another. The owner of the property puts to let on his property, which means he's got the power to let the property out, to let people in and decide who he wants to allow to use their property. In the same way, it gives us that context that love is something we have to choose to do, to display, to demonstrate. So it's not a feeling. Because you and I don't really, you know, this is one of the things I'm learning. Do you know we don't really have control, per se, over our feelings? Because something just happens, you know, for example, an earthquake happens now. The feeling of fear, you and I can't control it. It happens. Maybe we can catch ourselves later, you know. So love is not feelings. It's something we have to intentionally and deliberately do. And we define what love is. It's God.
Yeah.
So we can't really love outside of God, because the continuation of this verse says, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is, say, he who does not love does not know God. Sorry, let's read that verse 7 again. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. So the real sign that we know God is that we love, we've encountered love, we've allowed love into us and love through us to flow to others. And that verse 8 now says, he who does not love does not know God, for God is love. So our topic, let us love one another. Let love flow. Let us love. Let's allow God into us, in through us, and to other people. A scripture in Romans chapter 5, I believe, tells us, I think verse 5 or 8, you know, the media team may not display that tonight. It tells us that the love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The love has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, the love of God. So we still let that love into us and let that love flow through us. And of course, you remember Dr. Jojo, when this man, I think was a scribe, he came to Jesus and said, what is the greatest and most important? The first and the greatest commandment. He said, let us. He said, the Lord our God is one, but you will love the Lord, which is the vertical you spoke about. Love the Lord with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your soul, with all your mind, and then love your neighbor as yourself, which is the horizontal love. So people, we would like to hear from you, or maybe you have questions. And the questions we're throwing out to us is this: how do we love one another? How do we show? How do we demonstrate? So we would like to read your comments. If you can help us, or if you've had an experience of love being shown, or something you've learned about that. Now, let's read more scriptures, Dr. Jojo. This is now interesting. In 1 John chapter 3, from verse 11. Now, he's saying something, okay? 1 John chapter 3 and verse 11. He says, "For this is the message you have heard from the beginning." Look at it again. "That we should love one another." And he now says in verse 12, "Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, murdered his brother." And why did he murder him? He said, because his works were evil and his brother's righteous. Now, Dr. Jojo, remember the story of the first two sons of the first man and woman, Adam and Eve. The older Cain, the younger Abel. Now, the Bible is telling us that Cain murdered Abel, and we shouldn't do that. I don't know if you want to say something about that story, maybe anything you remember about Cain and Abel. And we could see clearly there that, so that's telling us murder. Anyone who can contemplate or murder someone is definitely not walking in love. So I don't know, do you want to say something about that?
Yes, sir. It's interesting, as you were reading the scripture, the word that stood out to me was, "and murdered his brother." That was in the Old Testament, and Jesus gave us a new definition of murder.
Okay.
"And murdered his brother." Jesus, Cain here literally killed his brother, you know, and, you know, killed him. He died. Abel died. And Jesus gave us a new definition of murder in the New Testament.
Okay.
And which involves, I can't remember where in the New Testament I spoke about, but I'll just paraphrase the explanation, which involves, you know, talking bad about your brother or thinking bad about your brother, which is a higher level. Backbiting, murdering, slandering. Jesus told us in the Bible that that is, or when he was on earth, that that is the same as as murdering, you know, when you've taught it already in your heart, you've already done it. And it goes back to the scripture you spoke about earlier, about where the love starts from. It starts from within, because it's possible to have actions of love that look like love, but you don't have love in your heart. You know, when the Bible says you can even give your body to be burned, but you don't, if you don't have love, what you've done is nothing. So it goes back to the heart issue. Why are we giving our bodies to be burned? Why are we doing what we're doing? Because it might look glamorous, it might be great, but, you know, Jesus also said that if we do our good deeds before men, we've already received our reward here on earth. So men clapping for us, men saying, "Well done," that's our reward already. There is no reward from God because of the why we did, you know, the love act. So, you know, Cain, Bible says, "Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one and murdered his brother." And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteous. And, you know, if you go through, I think this same chapter as well, or another portion, it talks about, if, you know, no, the original one in Genesis, you know, God said to him, "Why, where's your brother? If you had done well, would you not have been accepted?" You know, linking it back that there's just a playing field for everyone in God's kingdom to do the right thing. There's a it's not, some are not higher, some, we're all children of God, and there's that playing field for us, you know, to do what God is asking us to do. It sounds impossible, and yes, it's impossible, because if we could live this life that Jesus is calling us to by ourselves, then he would have never sent the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was sent because we cannot do it by our power. The kind of love Jesus is calling us to cannot be done by the human power.
That's right.
Even Jesus, while he was on earth, he needed the Holy Spirit.
Very true.
To be able to carry out the will of the Father.
Mm.
And therefore, we too, we cannot do what he's calling us to. It's not humanly possible. That's the truth.
That's right.
It's not humanly possible.
Mm. So, and you know, and that's why the scripture we read in 1 John 4:7, it says, let us. So we've got to open ourselves and let God help us, into us and through us.
Yeah.
You know, to buttress what you're saying. And, you know, as you were talking, it's actually a New Testament definition, like you're saying, teaching us about what murder is. We don't need to kill someone. The Bible says in that 1 John chapter 3, if you look further down, whoever hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. So that's it. The heart. Where is hatred? Where is that detestable feeling we have towards somebody else? That's the New Testament. We don't have to kill like Cain did to Abel. Just hate. Detest someone. Just, you know, and it's very subtle, Dr. Jojo. It's just passed with dislike. I don't like that guy. I can't stand his guts. I can't, you know, I just irritates me. Slowly, you know. Whoever hates is a murderer. So it's the heart, the feeling. What's in our heart? You know, thank you for that. I think we're having some nice contributions now. Thank you. Our topic again, let us love one another. And we're looking at practical things we can do. You know, why should we do practical things? Before we take the comments, let me read a scripture to us. Very interesting, Dr. Jojo. You know, so that to guide us on some of these things, on how we say we actually love people. Now, in that 1 John, I'm just trying to see, I think it's 1 John chapter 4, all right? And if we go to verse number 16, let's see, verse 16, I think that's, no, that's not the one I'm looking at. It's actually, let me see, verse 16 to 21. I just want to be sure, because it was stuck in there that if you have this world's goods and you're not sharing it with people, how can you say the love of God is in you? And then in James chapter 2, okay, let's go to the James chapter 2 from verse 14. Very interesting. And then we'll look at people's comments. And people online, please, how can we would like to hear from you, your contribution. How can we show, demonstrate love? Because love is not, very interesting. The Bible says love is not in word only. It is in deed and is in truth. Okay? Yeah. James chapter 2, very interesting account here. Let me get the exact scripture. Okay, let's read from verse 14. Okay, look at this. And it's interesting, next month, October, we're going to be looking in depth at faith. Now, it says, what does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? Now, faith itself, Galatians 5 verse 6 says, only works by love.
Yes.
Okay, so let's look at the next verse. Verse 15 of James chapter 2. If a brother or a sister is naked and is destitute of daily food, right? And one of you says to them, depart in peace. Be warmed and be filled. You know, that's a prophetic word, isn't it? You know, sanctimonious prophet. Be filled. Be warmed. Yeah, you can do that. But he said, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body. Say, what does it profit? What does it profit? Faith without a corresponding work of love, a work of love, is dead. The works of faith are works of love. Yeah. So, let's look at a comment. I've got a comment here on, thank you very much, Slido, everyone on there. Please throw in your comments. And you can check to those on Facebook Live if they are watching. Okay. Somebody said on the Slido, thank you, said, we demonstrate love to one another when we see our fellow brothers and sisters who might need something, and being able to help out, especially when we have the privilege to, we have the opportunity. You see someone in need, don't just tell them, I love you, like we've seen in that James. Help out. Do something. You know, be practical with your love. Let's not love in word only. Our actions must show. Look at God. Dr. Jojo, what does James 3:16 say? Can you help us with that? James chapter 3, verse 16. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave. He gave.
Yeah.
He didn't say, world, I love you. For God so loved the world that he loved. He just told the world, I love you. He wrote poems to the world. He wrote nice things, you know. No, he gave his only begotten son, Jesus. Why? Yeah. That whosoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life, to rescue us. God demonstrated his love through action. Through action. Okay, another comment. I don't know if there's any on the Facebook Live, but let's see someone again here. Look at this. Look at this. It says, by calling and checking on those you are close to. Okay? Yeah. Calling, checking on those you are close to. That's one way of practically demonstrating love. What about people you are not close to, but you see that they're lonely? You know, one of the things I found out why at times people don't do that. Oh, yeah, you know, I can't call or check on, you know, I don't know how they will respond. Do you know what that is? The fear you taught us about. There is no fear in love. If your motives are pure and it's laid on your heart to just check on someone, you're not close to them. It's simple, how are you? I'm just checking on you. And I just wanted to know I care. If there's anything we could, you know, anyway, I could be of help. Because at times, and another reason, Dr. Jojo, why people don't check on people unless those they are close to, because Jesus actually taught about that, that if you do that to only the people, you know, what is your reward? Another reason people give, Dr. Jojo, oh, I'm shy. You know, I'm just shy, you know. The day I found out, and I read, and I cited the scriptures, and I came under a conviction, shyness is not a fruit of the Spirit.
It isn't.
No. The righteous are bold as a lion. I mean, let me share a little joke. Okay, it's a joke, but there's some heavy truth in it. I've told my wife before, so my wife can't be jealous of what I'm about to say. Prior to me getting saved as a young, you know, teenager growing up and all that, I couldn't talk to girls. I couldn't talk to the opposite sex, Dr. Jojo. I couldn't. Until I got born again. Until Jesus came into my heart, I could talk. I would talk to any sister. Come on. That's what the Holy Spirit did to me. You know, helped me to, I could talk. Now I wasn't shy anymore, you know. But talk to them, of course, not, not for any ulterior motive. Even though, okay, let me say this, let me be vulnerable. I remember one time, I became so bold that I could talk to the opposite sex. Now, all of a sudden, I couldn't do it when I was not a Christian. I'm telling you, Dr. Jojo, I couldn't. You know, if you want to deal with me, just bring me around the opposite sex in those days. I'll be shivering. I'm telling you the truth. So I remembered, I became so bold that I, you know, was now in the university. I saw this Muslim lady and I began to pray for her. And I said, all right, you know, maybe one way I should demonstrate the love of Jesus to her is to ask her out for a date. Until I checked my motives were wrong. Very wrong. That's not the kind of boldness. You said what?
So do you know what that is called?
What's that called?
It's called missionary dating.
Missionary dating. Yes. I remembered my wife sharing with me that, you know, when she got saved and joined the fellowship, you know my wife. I'm not vaunting my wife, but my wife is very pretty, man. You know, she's very beautiful. So this young, pretty lady joins the fellowship. And brothers, you know, started doing what you just called it. What do you call it? Missionary dating. You know, brothers were now coming and trying to, you know, date a pretty girl. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not the love of God we're talking about here, brother.
No, it's not.
All right, let's see another one. Comment. Oh, come on. Somebody said, by taking someone out to Nando's or somewhere out to eat just to encourage them. Okay. What do you have to say about that, Dr. Jojo?
It's practical, and even though it might sound funny, there's some truth in it, in the sense that love is done for the benefit of the other person, not necessarily for what will satisfy you. So you might not like Nando's, but this person that has posted it likes Nando's, and you're doing it to her benefit. You know, as long as it blesses her and it does something good for her, even though you may not like it, but you know that it's going to be a blessing to her, and that's love.
The her you're using there. So I'm assuming now you're talking to guys now. Why not the other way around?
Well, it's both, but I was saying I use that pronoun because I think I know who. No, I think I know who posted it. So.
Oh, are you sure you do?
Well, I think I'll rephrase. I think.
You know, yeah. Missionary dating. Somebody's gotten a revelation here. Dr. Jojo, you've taught us something today. Missionary dating.
No, it's not my lingua, but that's the phrase.
Yeah. Some of us have never heard it before until you said it. So what do we have to say about, you know, to missionary daters online?
Don't do that. You're not the Holy Spirit. No human being can convict another person, you know. You know, dating someone with the intention of, I'm going to make that person a Christian. No, yeah, that's love with an agenda, and it's not of God. Subtle manipulation.
Subtle manipulation.
Exactly, because you have an agenda.
All right. Any comments on Facebook? Can you check while I go again to the love Slido? People, we are looking tonight on the topic, let us love one another. Let us love one another. And the questions we're asking ourselves is, how do we love one another? What are the things we do? We've seen from the scriptures that love is practical. Love is something we're intentional, that we do deliberately, but not manipulatively.
Yeah.
Let's define that. We are intentional, we're deliberate, but we're not manipulative when we want to love and show love to people. So please, we are asking you, it's a discussion. If you know practical things, ways we can do it, and we'll look at it, of course, scripturally, not missionary datingly. You know, so somebody said love is a verb and verb is an action word. So love is an action word. And of course, beyond that, from this study this month, we've seen that love is actually a person. Love is not a feeling. Love is a person. God is love. So, and God so loved. You know, one thing I learned, someone shared, I learned from someone, said, did you notice that Jesus, when he walked the surface of this earth, he was always moving. He was always acting, moving. The Bible said he was moved with compassion. Then he will heal. The Bible said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, and he went about doing good. Healing all those who are oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And that's why tonight, if you're watching this, listen, watching this, was discussing earlier with, you know, some brethren, that do you realize that the Bible says for this purpose was Jesus, the Son of Man, Son of God, manifested. He said to destroy all the works of the devil. During the days of Jesus, people were sick. There were diseases. There were sicknesses. People were deaf. People were blind. People were lame. He came and out of love to heal the sick, to cast out devils. He went about. If you're on this, you know, this fellowship tonight, this Bible study, listen, you have any illness, any disease, anything troubling your mind, in the name of Jesus, through this word you are hearing, we send the word of healing out there to you. We say in the name of Jesus, because Jesus said we should go and do the same. Go and preach this gospel. Go, he said, cast out devils, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers. You know, he said it, and in the name of Jesus, we come to you. Right from where we are to where you are, we send the word again to you. The word of healing, the word of deliverance in the name of Jesus. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, whatever the doctor's report are, we are not ignoring the fact that doctors gave reports. The doctor must certify there's a disease. The doctor must certify there's a sickness. But Jesus, the word of God, the truth is that he came to set the captives free. He came to heal diseases and sicknesses. The Bible says by his stripes we are healed. Listen, congratulations, whatever the diagnosis are, but we come to you in the name of Jesus and we say you are healed. We send the word of healing to you. We speak the word. Like the centurion said, speak the word only and my servant will be healed at home. You are at home. We send the word of God to you through the power of God, through the love of God, through the spirit of God. You are healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You know, Dr. Jojo.
Yes, sir.
I read recently, Jesus, the Bible said he called the disciples to him. And four reasons. Number one, he said they might be with him. That is fellowship. Number two, he said they will go out to preach. Number four, he said they will heal, to go out and heal the sick. And to be with him, fellowship, to preach the gospel like we're doing now. Then number three, to heal the sick. Number four, to cast out devils. And I realize, like never before, we stop at number one or we stop at number two. We have the fellowship, we preach, we enjoy nice sermons, but we don't pray for the sick, we don't cast out devils. I said, wow, Lord, I repent. We must always. That's why we're emphasizing now, through the love of God. Don't just say you've just had a good sermon. Don't just say we just had a good fellowship and nice goosebumps and nice feelings. We want healing to happen. In the name of Jesus, we want deliverances. Devils must leave. Any devil, demon tormenting anyone watching this, by the love of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you are released, set free. I cast out that spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Someone said here on Slido, we demonstrate love by giving, and puts in brackets, gifts, if you are able.
True.
What do we give? We must give a gift. We give, you know, like Dr. Edmund today, during the noon prayers, he was just impressed heavily on my heart. This Dr. Edmund Oluwa Patrick, who's celebrating her birthday today, if there's anything, if you mention Edmund, the next, I don't know what are the words you use to describe people, you will say Edmund is a giver. She's always given. And my wife was now saying today that her name means gift. Literally, Ebun Oluwa means the gift of God. Wow. She's always giving. She will give. She will whatever. You know, that is what we're talking about. So you give gifts. We encourage everybody who was on the prayer call. Excuse me. You know, let's give her something. I know one thing nobody refuses. It's called money. Even if it's if you send me £5 now, I'm not raising offering. I'm telling you, it will do something. Either from you give me, I'll get someone who needs it.
Yeah.
Nobody, money. You don't know any gift to give people, give them money, no matter how little. I'm telling you, Dr. Jojo, some people have given me money. Right. Let me tell you an instance. I remember one day we were having a service, and I think I was ministering some years ago, and it was prompted in my heart that to ask people to give, that whatever you have, even if it's maybe the last thing you've got, just give. And I encourage everybody, you know, look for someone. Give to someone. Apart from, you know, there was a basket out there, remember? And someone said they dropped in that basket, you wouldn't believe this, something pence, not even up to a pound. And the person said that was the last pence they had to their name. By the Spirit of God, when the person dropped their last pen, the person was in debt. The person couldn't pay their school fees. They didn't know where the school fees money. The university was threatening and all that. Because we were led to tell people to just look for someone to bless. He said, immediately she dropped that money. Someone walked up to her, folded her, you know, with folded hands, and just put her hand like that and put, I think maybe a £10 note in her hands. She said she got home and somebody else came and just said, you know what? I just want to give you money. Put money into her hands. And then she said somebody now called again and said, look, it was her auntie. And the auntie said, you know what? Somehow people have been owing me. True life story, people. Said people have been owing me. And all of a sudden, the people who have been owing me for years paid, and I just thought of you. How are you doing in school? What do you? And please give me your bank account. And the person sent her money. People, giving is good.
Yes, sir.
Somebody once said, "Do you know what money is called? Another name for money. It's called currency." I said the word currency is from the word current. A current flows. So when you have money, it's meant to flow. Listen, let me tell you a story, Dr. Jojo. Tonight is a night of stories. And, please, people, we need your contribution. How do we demonstrate love? I remembered I was with a friend, Dr. Jojo. And we wanted to buy something, and then we went to this woman by the roadside. This was in Nigeria, so the story might not sound very like what we see in the Western world here, especially in the UK. So she was selling plantain. I remember it was plantain by the roadside. So we went and we said we wanted to buy her plantain. And she told us this is how much it was. And we said, no, we don't want to pay that amount. You know, we were haggling for the price. And she told us, please, you see, let me tell you, This is the situation of my family. This is how I feed my family. This is all I do. If I sell it to you at that price, it's a loss to me. So this is the little margin that I've just put on it to have something to go and feed my family with. We said, no, we're not buying it at that price. I told my friend, let's get inside the car. We got inside the car. As we were driving off, Dr. Jojo, this woman made a statement. He said, the money that you will have used to buy this plantain, he said, we should go and put it in the frying pan with oil and try and fry it so that we can eat. Immediately, she said that I came under a conviction. The money was useless until we released it. We allowed the current to flow towards this needy woman. I felt ashamed with myself. I told my friend, come on, let's go back. We bought every plantain the woman had and made sure we gave her extra on top. That taught me a lesson. You know, the Bible says anyone who withholds can't be blessed. Even people will curse. But he, you know, that scattereth, you are a giver. Let it flow. God said to Abraham, I am blessing you so that what?
Can be a blessing.
You can be a blessing through you. You know, God bless my good friend. I think I saw him online. Paul Duckworth. Thank you, Paul. Thank you for reaching out to us. We exchanged texts earlier. God bless you for that encouraging word you sent to me. Now, Paul will always end his text to me, be blessed to be a blessing. I think Paul is watching. I saw him before. Paul Duckworth, thank you for joining us tonight. You know, God bless you, Paul. Yeah, Paul will always say, be blessed to be a blessing. That is what we're talking about. Okay, all right, let's quickly round up our time. Yeah, we're doing well. We'll soon round up now. Any comments on Facebook?
No.
Practical ways, seems like people on Facebook are just receiving tonight. They're not giving. Come on, people on Facebook, give. All right, let's go. Anyway, maybe they're on slide.do. Someone said we can demonstrate love by doing something impromptu to someone. Something impromptu. What do you want to say about that, Dr. Jojo? Something impromptu?
Impromptu talks about something. Okay, echoing will reduce a little. Impromptu talks about the word itself, talks about doing something that you didn't plan to do. So, and to be able to do something impromptu requires sacrifice, because you may not have planned to do it.
That's right.
So you do it. You didn't plan to, but you see the need, and then you decide to do it. And it can only happen when it comes with sacrifice. An example comes to mind. In the Bible, we see two stories: Jesus feeding the 5,000. I'm mixing the numbers now. Jesus feeding, if there was 5,000, there was 7,000 as well.
Yeah. So Jesus fed. That. Let's just say people.
Jesus fed. I don't know thousands. My numbers.
He fed thousands. That is an action of love in itself.
Yeah, Jesus fed thousands. And if you read those scriptures in the Gospels, all the Gospels, he didn't set out to feed them. He was teaching the word. And, you know, he got late and they had been with him for long. And the disciples, you know, brought a brilliant idea. Jesus, don't wrap up so that you can, I'm just paraphrasing now, so that you can send them away, you know, to neighboring villages to fend for themselves. And Jesus, you know, told the disciples to feed them. And they're like, even if we're to work for so number of days, we'll not be able to gather enough money to feed all of these people. And then Jesus asked them, what do you have? Such a great scripture. What do you have? It's such a beautiful scripture. On there are many things we can glean from that passage, but that question, what do you have? It made me realize that when it comes to giving, there's always something I can give if I really want to.
Please say that again.
There's always something I can give if I really want to. Because here was a need. Jesus did not plan to feed these people. That was not the primary aim of gathering those people. That's it was true. The word. And then the question, what do you have? And through it, we see the principles of multiplication on in both stories that Jesus showed us. Number one, you have to have a desire to want to give, to be a blessing to somebody. Number two, look within you. What do you have? Even if you go back to the Old Testament, we see the same principle at work. You know, oil. I think it was Dr. Auntie Ebun that shared with it sometime 2 years. I can't believe it's 2 years ago, but 2 years ago about, you know, the whole Elijah and the woman with the oil. What do you have? Having that, you know, Jesus, they said, oh, we have two fish and bread and all of that. Yeah. Brought it. And then he blessed it. He gave thanks. He gave thanks. And then he told them, share. So in it, we see desire. Look within you. What do you have? Thank God for what you have and listen for the instruction that God will give. And then therein lies our miracle when we obey the instruction. You know, and you would always say, Pastor, that Jesus told them to sit down. To sit down. And as they sat down, they began to share. And the Bible says that they had leftovers. And the leftovers just told them, gather the basket. No waste. Gather the basket. So in it, we see the principle, and it goes back to, do I really want to give? We are most like God when we give. You know, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave. He gave. So the question is not, as I'm saying this, you know, God... Well, we're all learning. So these words are for all of us. And, you know, I'm just like, oh, God, you really need to help me too as I'm saying these words, because I'm lacking in, you know, in all of these. So I'm sharing these words for all of us, you know, praying together. God will help us and there's room for growth. That's the beauty of being in the body of Christ. You know, Pastor, earlier in this month, we're talking about loving yourself first. It's okay. There's room for growth. We are evolving. We keep changing as we keep beholding him. There's room for growth. So here, God is telling us that there is always provision if we want to give. You know, if we want to give. There's always something I can give. What do I have? And in it, God has told us the principles. Thank God for what I have. Listen for the instruction. Obey the instruction. And there will be multiplication. I pray that, I just feel like praying now.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Pastor, I pray that, Lord, thank you for this word. Thank you for the grace that you've given us to be givers. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We pray for ourselves as a family, as an assembly. Lord, we want to be people of love, people that love indeed and not just words, oh God. Father, we desire to be people that will be sincere in our love in the name of Jesus. People that we love without manipulation. People that we love without an agenda. People that we love. People that don't even love us.
Yes, Lord.
It can be hard. It's easy to love people that love you.
Yes.
It's easy to love people that have not hurt you. It's easy to love people that have not hurt you. Spirit of God, I pray that you help us to yield ourselves to you for people that may have been hurt.
Yes, Lord.
Been burnt over the years. Holy Spirit, that we ask that you bring healing.
Amen. Amen.
You bring healing to such hearts.
Amen, Lord.
You bring healing to such hearts in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because we know it is the devil that is the enemy of confusion. The devil is the real enemy. sister not once people. Told me something. She said, we know who the real enemy is. Because he wants it to be 2-0. You are angry, I'm angry, therefore we open up an opportunity for him to act.
Yes,
Holy Spirit, help us. Give us grace.
Yes, Lord.
We know it's possible because you had the Holy Spirit. Jesus had the Holy Spirit in him and he lived out this life. Jesus, give us grace. Holy Spirit, help us.
Yes, Lord.
Help us, Lord. We know that there's provision if we want to give. Give us the desire to want to be givers. Give us the desire to want to be givers. And then open our eyes to see what we have.
Yes, Lord.
And give us obedient hearts to carry out the instructions.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. I also hear that God has... God, I don't know why, how we just shifted from love to giving, but God has principles for wealth. And giving is one of his principles.
Yes, yes.
Go through scriptures. You will never for once see somebody that was a giver and the person was poor.
Come on.
Could it be that the reason some of us are suffering financial issues is because we're not obeying God's principles of wealth? Could that be the reason why? Father, we ask, oh God, we know that you blessing us is not the issue.
Yes,
Lord, help us cooperate with you. Help us cooperate with you. Help us to yield to you, Spirit of the Living God. I hear the Lord saying that as many as will cooperate with me and align with my principles, you're going to begin to see miracles of provision. I declare that the heavens are open. There's an avalanche of provision in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. The heavens are open over us. There's an avalanche of provision right now in the name of Jesus. God is going to be giving something of us instructions. I release grace and courage to be obedient in carrying out the instructions of God, because it is in our thanksgiving and obedience that the multiplication happens. Do not think that what you have is not enough. Give thanks and carry out the instruction the Lord gives.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Your mind cannot fathom how. In fact, that was the multiplication is more than it was a multiplication.
It's always more than what we give.
There was leftover. God is more than enough. He never gives just enough. He's more than enough. And when he gives you more than enough, remember you have to gather the baskets, the leftovers, because there's no waste in God's kingdom.
Amen. Amen.
For some of us, we've had the more than enough, but we've not been gathering the leftovers. That's why when periods of lack come, we don't have. So, Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We're people of love.
Yes, Lord.
The Bible says that by this shall men know that you are my disciples, when you have love for one another. Father, help us that our love for one another, we draw people to you.
Yes, Lord.
That our love for one another, we indeed show. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. Spirit of the Living God, help us, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we thank you.
Blessed be your name, oh God. Blessed be your name, O God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know something? Each time God came in the Bible and asked, what do you have? What those people had was never sufficient, even for them. Because our giving, we think is because we have excess. That's why we give. No. The woman, the widow, had nothing left. The widow that the prophet came to? What do you have in your house? A jar of oil. What was a jar of oil? Wouldn't meet a need. The little boy who brought 5 loaves and 2 fishes that was multiplied, that 5 loaves of 2 and 2 fish was never enough. So what do you have? Don't look at what you have in excess. What is it you have that you can release to God to multiply?
So true.
That is the principle.
So true.
And thank you for the comments. As we just close tonight, someone on Facebook, thank you, Onomea Kanu. Our children need to see practical demonstrations of love so that they will copy what they see and experience from parents. Let me quickly share a testimony. I was invited some years ago to come and speak to little children. And I spoke on that story you gave about Jesus feeding multiplying the little boy's 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And I remembered that, you know, suddenly my eyes opened. That little boy, so many things he could have done with those 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He could have hidden them. Immediately they started, who has food? He would just hide it under his shirt or hide it in his pants. He could have quickly gobbled them. Immediately before they got to put it in his mouth and eat them. But the boy gave. He released it. Immediately after the sale, I was talking to little children. These children were like 5, 6, 7 year olds. After the service, I was going to my car. This little boy went to his parents and said they should give him money. He wants to go and buy ice cream for the preacher. He went, he bought ice cream and brought the ice cream to me. And the parents said, he told them he just learned about the boy who had 5 loaves and 2 fishes and Jesus multiplied. I was touched that day. So thank you for that contribution, Sister Anome. Practical demonstrations. When children see it, they copy it. And thank you, Ezekiel Urem. You say we demonstrate love by doing our best job work in our careers. Nurses, doctors, cleaners, governors, parenting. That's one way also. We give our best in what we do. In your career, if you're a nurse, be best, be good at what you do. Do it with a heart of love. Thank you for that. And Sam says, we receive grace. That's a prayer to love the unlovable and give to the unthankful. That is awesome. That is awesome. That is God. Because the Bible says God even sends rain, even on the unthankful.
Yes.
That's awesome. All right. One final I think there's two more on Slido. There's said practically by randomly. Someone says asking someone what they would like you to help them with or do that would be a blessing to them. You know, that's a good one. At times, people may not want to tell you what. So, you know what? We have the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I wrote this down. When last did we pray that God, please show me, I want to help somebody. Who can I help? Show me. That's your prayer point when you woke up in the morning. Just show me who I can help today. So, you know, at times, randomly going to ask people, people may not tell you, but we have the Holy Spirit. So let's listen, like you said. What we have, we pray, we bless, we listen for instruction. When last did we pray that prayer? Who can I help? Who can I bless today? Even out of my own lack. I'm telling you, you said if we have the heart to give, we will always see we have something to give. And it's not always out of our abundance. Because Jesus demonstrated, he taught it through that widow. He said those who gave, those rich men, they gave out of their abundance. That's not giving. That's not real giving. That's got reward. So let's take note of that. Thank you for that contribution. We love practically. Okay, yeah. Someone said we love practically by helping someone in need to pay their rent, for example.
Yeah.
And I want to say this on live, you know, feed. This is one of the wonderful things we have seen people in Love Assembly demonstrate.
True.
Anonymously, we announce, please, a family is in need, somebody can pay. And there's so much power in when we pull our 10 pounds, 5 pounds, yeah. 1 pound, 3 pounds, everything together. We pay somebody. Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you, John chapter 13, verse 34 to 35, that you love one another. He says, by this shall men know you are my disciples. If you love one another, when people see love amongst brethren, they will want to join the church. They will want to join. They want to not join the church. They want to know this God that's making us do these things to ourselves. Thank you for that. And then finally, I'm loved when someone corrects me, when I've made a mistake, I've done something wrong. I'm always grateful, even though sometimes it hurts. That's someone with a good heart, because not everybody likes corrections. So thank you, everybody, tonight. Yes, question and answer. It's been awesome. I think this is a good place to drop the curtain. Thank you for all your contributions. But you see, besides all the contributions, please pray this prayer. Lord, who can I help? Who can I be a blessing to? Go and do something about the word you heard tonight. Final word from you, Dr. Jojo. Thank you so much for, you know, coming on tonight. The prophetic word, the prayers and everything. Loud, resounding amen. And I thank God for, you know, you opening up yourself, being vulnerable yourself, and allowing God to minister to you as you are pouring also to others. So, yeah, any final word from you?
Yes, sir. One last word. I know we've been talking about loving and then giving as well, practically. This word, not for one person, I feel it's for a couple of people. You've been hurt. People have hurt you. And you genuinely want to move past it, but you don't know how. I feel the Spirit of God saying, use the same principle. What do you have? Doesn't matter how little the tiny love you have left, what do you have? Take it. Thank Him for the little love you have left. Listen for the instruction and then do what He tells you to do to lead you to get past, if you need to reconcile, whatever you need to do. So, but I feel a couple of people, you've been hurt. You want to love, but it's so painful that you, because we're human beings, you get so hurt. I've gone through it myself. You get so hurt that you don't even know. You genuinely want to, but you can't deny that you're still hurt, you know. So I pray that God will help us and that there's healing for us. There's Amen. Healing for us. There's healing
Amen.
For
Amen.
Us. There's
Amen.
Healing for us in Amen. Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Jojo. Everybody, let us love one another.
Amen.
And for someone, look, you can do it anonymously. Dr. Jojo, I've come to my house sometime. I remember times we broke. People don't know, pastors. I was thinking today, we were trying to raise money one time and we were looking, who could we run to? And this brother told me, oh, no, no, we can't go to this pastor. He said, because pastors are always broke. I came to my house and opened the door. Someone threw the letterbox money.
Wow.
And my God, did we need money? My goodness gracious Lord, we needed money. Do it anonymously. Till tomorrow, we don't know who did it. Do it. Just love God who sees you in secret. He will reward you openly.
Amen.
Beloved brethren, let us love one another. God bless you. Thank you for joining us tonight. And let's go and do something.
Amen.
From Dr. Jojo and myself, good night.
Good night.
Keep loving. And see you next week, same time.